This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A fire in a COVID-19 hospital ward in Western India has killed 18 patients early Saturday as the country grapples with the worst outbreak yet and steps up a vaccination drive for all its adults, even though some states say that they do not have enough jabs. India on Saturday set another daily global record with nearly 402,000 new cases, taking its tally to more than 19.1 million. Another 3,500 people died within 24 hours. Experts believe those figures are an undercount. India received the second of at least three emergency COVID-19 relief shipments from the U.S. on Friday. A U.S. Air Force aircraft landed near the capital, near New Delhi, carrying pallets labeled U.S. aid that included oxygen cylinders. The State Department said that the U.S. would send more than $100 million worth of supplies to help India combat a surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. The surge has led to a public health crisis there, forcing the government to seek oxygen, medicines, and other essentials from countries around the world. And it does come as the Biden administration announced new travel restrictions for India due to the COVID-19 surge it's experiencing. The U.S. federal government is extending the requirement that travelers wear face masks on planes, trains, and buses. The rule was set to expire May 11th, but the Transportation Security Administration said that it will extend the requirement through September 13th. Children under two and people with certain disabilities are exempted. Meanwhile, the Federal Aviation Administration says it will continue its zero-tolerance policy against disruptive airline passengers. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The final phase of ending America's forever war in Afghanistan after 20 years formally began Saturday with the withdrawal of the last U.S. and NATO troops by the end of the summer. U.S. President Joe Biden had set May 1st as the official start of the withdrawal of the remaining forces, about 2,500 to 3,500 U.S. troops and about 7,000 NATO soldiers, even before Saturday. The Herculean task of packing up had begun. The U.N. Security Council is again demanding the restoration of democracy in Myanmar and the release of all detainees, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and is strongly backing calls by Southeast Asian nations for an immediate cessation of violence and talks as a first step toward a solution following the February 1st military coup. The Council's press statement on Friday followed a briefing by the top U.N. envoy that the strong united demand for democracy by Myanmar's people has created unexpected difficulties for military leaders in consolidating power and risk bringing the administration of the nation to a standstill. Six American oil executives jailed in Venezuela more than 3 years ago on corruption charges were granted house arrest on Friday in a gesture of goodwill toward the Biden administration as it reviews its policy toward the politically turbulent South American country. The partial release of the six employees of Houston-based Citgo was confirmed to the Associated Press by lawyers and family members of the men. So-called Citgo Six were granted house arrest once before in December of 2019, only to be re-jailed 2 months later on the same day that U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed opposition leader Juan Guaido to the White House. The holiday of Lag BaOmer is one of the happiest days on the calendar for Israel's ultra-Orthodox community. It's a time of mass celebrations in honor of revered sage, but in a split-second Friday, the festive gathering in northern Israel turned into one of the country's worst-ever tragedies, with over 45 people crushed to death and dozens injured in a stampede. The disaster prompted a national outpouring of grief as devastated families rushed to identify their dead relatives and bury them ahead of the Jewish Sabbath. There was also anger toward authorities over an accident that experts had long feared, further clouding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hopes of remaining in office. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.